That's true too. Hello, Jessica.
Hello, Princess Cecilia.
Greetings. Welcome to my womb today. You'll notice something a little bit special about it.
You made your bed.
That's pretty special. Something else is a little bit special about it.
Wait, is your cousin gone?
The trundle bed is closed.
Whoa! No way! Wait, did her parents come to it was reconcile differences, or did they figure it out?
Option C, neither. They've just had this big trip planned at a zoo for a while, so they're putting aside their differences on this afternoon to go look at some monkeys as a family.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, so the trundle bed's only closed for the afternoon?
Yeah, when I said closed for the season, I meant closed till the afternoon.
Oh. Well, I guess we'll celebrate while we have it.
Wait. I mean, I feel like I can stretch out my legs.
Yeah, you're not getting so cramped.
I feel like the feng shui of the room is much better.
Absolutely. You got a little bit more elbow room.
I got knee room.
Look, I can almost do a cartwheel.
All my joints have more room. I'm thankful.
Very thankful.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard to... Well, this is what I'm worried about. Now that I've had a taste of freedom.
Yeah.
Now when she comes back, it's going to be... Just thinking about the sound of the twindle bed waddling open.
Oh, God. It's gonna sound like jail bars closing. Like, clink, 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 clink.
It's going to be just like that.
Exactly like that. You're used to, like, flying free like a bird. You're, like, flying. You're, like... flying and then clink 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 clink.
It's just like it's like on Sunday night after you eat dinner and then you'll watch a TV and you're like, oh wait, I have to go back to school tomorrow.
Oh, I hate that feeling.
It's just like that times a million. Now imagine school's coming to you to sleep on a bed next to your bed.
Yeah.
Great.
It's like when your mom's like, oh, we have to go. We had to go drop your brother off at the library for a reading session. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to read stupid books with little babies.
Really? I feel like... I mean... Don't you guys have, like, a similar reading level at this stage?
Well, yeah, but... I mean, when you're reading with babies, it just makes you feel more like a baby.
Fair enough. You know what I was thinking you could do? You could start practicing. You could practice weeding by weeding all the canned goods in your house.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, weed the back and
they're
sound them out.
They're very big words, though.
Well, you gotta sound them out. That's what you gotta work on.
You're right. I should sound it out. I'll try. I'm gonna bring in some of my newfound words next time.
That'll be great.
I'll show you.
We're all rooting for you, so that'll be great.
I'll learn some big words.
Mm-hmm. So how, I have something I want to talk about, but I'll ask you first. Like, how's your week been since we last saw you, Jessica?
No, pretty normal. Pretty normal stuff.
Pretty normal for the average family or pretty normal for your family where people sweep on the floor sometimes?
No, pretty normal for my family. Okay. Yeah, a lot of floor sweeping.
A lot of floor sweeping.
Not a lot of floor sweeping. Oh, definitely no sweeping going on, but a lot of sweeping.
A lot of sweeping.
Yeah.
Your mother is not a great homemaker, but she's trying.
No, but, you know, she's my mother, so.
Yeah, she's what's on the menu, as they say.
You could choose your friends, but you can't choose your family.
Right. You can't choose your neighbors either, but we walked out.
We did walk out.
We sure walked out.
But anyway, what's on your mind, Princess Cecilia?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. We're getting into the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
It's like getting to be the end of the year. And that's when people celebrate stuff. They reflect. Look back on the year.
Mm-hmm.
They say, what were my goals? Did I achieve my goals? What goals can I have for the next year?
Yeah.
Are some of them going to be the leftover goals from this year?
Yeah, they make the resolutions.
Right. Is it going to be sign up to go to gym? Is it going to be... donating to a local community service that I feel passionate about.
is it going to be donating to a local community service, like friending Jim on the playground? Because that would be community service.
I don't know if that's ready to make it on my resolution list. Anyway, I just feel like it's time of the year where people like look at themselves, look at the world, and say, how is the world helping me? How can I help the world?
So have you been thinking about things?
Well, here's the problem with all that. Well, there's a couple problems.
Okay.
Here's the first problem. I have so much to give.
Right.
I've got this brain that's just always thinking.
Yep.
Thinking away.
Right.
Nobody's reaching out to me. Nobody's asking me questions. That's why I started a podcast, but I feel like it's not even enough.
You need more.
I need more. I feel like, you know, I don't know how to put it, but I just feel like all my knowledge is kind of being, I don't want to use the word wasted, so I'll just use that as a placeholder word, yeah. But like think of a better word. All my knowledge is being wasted on you. Like I'm just telling you stuff I'm thinking. It's not helping other people. I've helped you a lot.
You have.
Helped you so much.
You're right, but just helping one person.
Why?
It's not going to make the grand effect that you obviously want to have.
Anyone can help one person.
Yeah, it's about reaching more than one person.
I want to help more than
one person. That makes you extraordinary.
White.
Like extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
I'm working on the big ones.
Wait, sound
the
it
really
out.
Big words. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Extraordinary.
Great.
Got it.
That was great. So that's kind of the first problem, is that I just feel like this past year I've been putting myself out there when nothing's come back. And then the other problem is, like, you know, people, it's pleasant giving time. I say my presence is a pleasant.
Yeah.
In any case, it's pleasant giving time. And people, they just like trample over each other for deals at Old Navy, and no one's even really thinking about the world or like what it means.
Yeah, like, is it really, really that important to have a third bubble jacket at the expense of your fellow man's?
Right. Like those videos they show of people, mothers screaming, whipping each other's hair out for Tickle Me Elmos or what are those other little things called? Squishmallows.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I happened to get a Tickle Me Elmo when there was... And it, I don't understand. There was the big whoop.
Because I guess Elmo, he's got great laugh. He's got great laugh.
I understood. Understood. But that's it, Elmo? That's it? It's just a take relationship. I just have to keep tickling you and tickling you. What am I getting from this, Elmo?
You're getting his waff.
Is that enough?
that thing he does.
Is that enough?
I don't know. I think that's something you have to ask yourself.
What if I want to be tickled?
Oh, tickle me back, Elmo.
Yeah.
That could be a
follow-up. I'm just saying it's a give and take relationship. But anyways, I digress.
Could talk to Elmo about that.
Yeah, I'm going to write in a... Very angry weather.
Yeah. But like, for instance, on Black Friday.
Right.
My mother cooked a delicious Thanksgiving meal. Parenthetically, not out of cans. Not that there was anything wrong with that. And then next morning, like, we had a delicious meal. We all sat and talked about stuff going on. And this morning, she got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and probably, like, punched some lady in the eyeball to, like, I don't know, get some knitting needles or, like... a new dress that she was not going to wear, or, like, I don't know, like, a ton of cereal. It's just consumerism is really getting in the way of everything.
It's consuming our inner souls.
It's upsetting.
It's, like, the things we should focus on in this season is, it's just trampled on and covered up with... 50% off labels.
Yeah, daily deals.
Yeah.
Get it now. Get it here first, folks.
Yeah.
It's going to run out. Limited quantities. Limited edition. Buy BOGO 2. BOGO 50%. What else is there? Spend $150. Get $50 off. That's why I spend $100. It goes on and on.
It's a lot of math.
It's so much math.
It's kind of like that movie with the Who's, and they all like to buy presents for Christmas.
The Grinch.
Yeah, that guy's in there. And they all learn that it's a Christmas spirit.
Is that what that movie's about?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Well, what is that movie about?
I don't think the Whovians had to learn a message. I think the Grinch had a message.
I thought they all learned a lesson.
I guess the Grinch learned a lesson that it's okay to be happy on Christmas and during the holidays and to give back to people. And the Whovilleites learned that if someone lives near your town in a mountain, like, send them an invite.
Oh, I totally took that movie the whole different way, but
I guess it's kind of open for interpretation.
Yeah, I guess so.
I love that movie.
So do I.
I love this song. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You're wee all an eel. No.
No, you're cuddly like an eel.
No. No, it's yours cuddly
the
as
the present that you steal.
You're as cuddly as a
cactus.
Cactus. You're slimy as an eel, Mr. Grinch. Actually, that's kind of a mean song.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. And that was playing in his house.
No, he relished in it. He loved being the Grinch.
That was playing in his house while he was walking around, like, getting stuff together to go steal Christmas.
Yeah.
So I guess he had one friend who wrote and recorded that song.
That's his theme song.
Yeah. It's called You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah.
That really sends a message.
Really gets down to the message.
Down to brass tacks.
Grinch mean. Whovians.
Whovians. When you say it like that, Whovillians, it kind of sounds like villains.
Whoa, maybe they are villains. Well, some of them are.
That might be like the meta message of the movie.
Well, yeah, because the whole reason why the Grinch went up on the hill is because the Whos were mean to him because he looked different.
That's why. Why was he green?
Yeah, I really related to him.
Why was he green?
Because he came from somewhere else. He was different. It was like when I moved here, and I was like different from everyone.
You weren't green, though. You're thinking of Miss Petos.
Yeah, that's Miss Petos.
That's Miss Petos.
Wonder how she feels.
Miss Petos is kind of like the Grinch now that I think about it. Because she just sits at a desk and eats strange foods.
You know, very, very disconnected from the rest of society.
Yeah, she loves a flagrant meal. It's a flagrant display of fragrances.
You know, very aromatic atmosphere.
It's a bit much. It's a bit much with Miss Petos.
So what are the other problems that's associated with
Wait, so there's people not reflecting the fact of all the things I have to offer. There's the overarching theme of consumerism that consumes us, as we mentioned, during holidays. What else is bad about the holidays? This is kind of like a nitpicky one. I hate the color green and red. I don't think they look good together. And around this time, everything's green and red. I hate that.
Oh, I'd have to disagree. I really like the color combination of green and red. It's a little bit of an eyesore depending on the shade of green or red.
I mean, like, yeah. But like that bright red and then that...
And that weird...
Evergreen.
Evergreen.
Green. Evergreen.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know.
It's more like ever gross.
Yeah. Ever great. Great suggestion.
Yeah. Ever get that out of my face.
Ever Gary, let's workshop that a little bit more.
Ever come up with a cover before?
Exactly. So that's not great. I don't like that. I also don't really like peppermint.
I have to say, I am not a fan of the peppermint.
It gets in everything around these
times. Really spicy.
Spicy?
Yeah, very like...
Oh, okay.
Like, I put a pebble in my mouth, I'm like...
Maybe you have a minor allergy.
It is possible, because I do get little red blotches on my tongue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's definitely a sign of an allergy, red blotches.
Oh.
Speaking of red blotches...
I thought it was just because it was so spicy.
Speaking of red blotches...
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to tell tales out of school, but our classmate, might be, well, who's to say? I won't surmise what's going on with her, but basically, Olivia came in the other day covered in red splotches all over her body.
Do you think
she... All the time.
Ate so much chicken soup, she gave herself the chicken pox.
Oh. Wow. You know what? And I'll admit this. I wasn't thinking that.
I'm just thinking out the box here.
You're right. She could have eaten so much chicken soup, she gave herself the chicken pox. I was thinking, here's what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
You know when Olivia gets some soup, she starts smacking her whips all over the place and like getting ready to swoop that up. And then she puts it in a microwave, and then she doesn't cover it. I was thinking maybe she was, since she was at home, maybe she wasn't using a microwave, but she was using a burner. Maybe she got her soup too hot and splashed it on herself.
Oh, no. Like, the soup got too hot, it like popped in her face.
Wait.
It was a burn blotches?
I was thinking that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Some kind of irritation, maybe? Or maybe she was eating a delicious bowl of, like, butternut squash in bed, and she fell asleep, and it got on her pillow, and now they're just kind of, like, a skin wash. Like, I bet if you swept with soup on your body, you'd get a wash.
Or maybe her mom picked up face towels again from the side of the street.
Right, it could have been from her mother's extreme hoarding situation. That's always possible.
Well...
Yeah, I didn't want to mention it, but I was like, Olivia, there's something on your face. Oh, there's something else on your face. Oh, there's something else on your face. Oh, there's something else on your face. Like, forever and ever.
Tis the season. We could just color the rest of her skin in with red. Green. And then she'll look like a Christmas tree with red ornaments on it.
You're right. That would be really nice. We could put a star on her head.
Yeah, no one will know the difference.
No one would know the difference, except us. But we would mention it. Just us and the podcast listeners. If you go to school for Olivia, we do that. Don't say
you
know
go
it's...
If you go to Thomas Jefferson Elementary School...
Don't mention that you know that Olivia's festive-looking Christmas tree face painting is actually just red splotches that we colored around.
We're just trying to help.
Tis the season. Yeah, you're right. Tis the season.
We just don't want her to feel like the Grinch and be, like, alienated.
Wait, we don't want her to feel like the Grinch. We're going to color her green.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Darn. That's kind of, like... But in order to not alienate her, we have to alienate her. We have to make her look like an alien. We have to make her green. So that people...
I got another idea. Could we get white powder, put it all over her face, and make her look like a peppermint candy?
Oh, now we're thinking here.
Or a candy
cane. She can look like a piece of peppermint bark.
Oh, yes, a piece of peppermint
bark. With all sprinkled peppermint on it.
Delicious. I mean, I don't like it, but...
I mean, I personally don't like it. But there has to be someone out there.
Miss Peters, probably. I'm sure if we dressed up like that, Miss Peters would try to take a bite out of her. She'd be like, oh, perfect. That goes excellent with tzatziki gumbo or whatever she's eating
that
day.
Yeah, it's the perfect unami flavor to my free course meal.
Wait, she brings those lunch boxes that have, like, wares to them?
Yeah.
And none of the wares go together. I'm like, how do you have a cucumber salad, and then underneath you have, like, grape leaves that are marinated in barbecue sauce, and then underneath you have rice pilaf, but with giant bits of bison meat in them?
Well, interesting choices.
And then a tall glass of whole milk. I'm like, you're all over the place with your flavors.
Yeah. That's not a food pyramid.
Yeah, that's a food, like, I don't even know what. That's, like, what's left over in the pantry. That's like if you
food Bermuda Triangle.
That's if you take the food pyramid and you turn it around, and it was all the stuff that didn't fit in any of the little boxes as you just kind of hit around the back of the pyramid. Miss Peters goes around the back of the pyramid. It's like, oh, I'll take that. I'll take that. I'll eat it all at once. Perfect. Perfect. We could do that for her. Sorry to bring up Olivia again.
So she seems to always be, you know, around.
She's omnipresent. Omniscient.
Omniscient.
Onomatopoeia.
Sound
it out.
Omnipoeia.
Yep, you're pretty close. You're pretty close. We could work on that one more, but you're pretty close.
So well, that's a tongue tie. Twister.
Your tongue got tied up from the twister. Yeah. Good thing we don't live in Tornado Valley. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of how I feel about that right now.
Yeah. The season, even though it's very jolly, brings a lot of chaos.
You just gave me another idea because you said jolly. You know what rhymes with jolly? Holly. We could paint her like a bunch of like a big holly bush. Oh,
perfect. She could look like a big pointy holly bush.
A big holly bush.
With her stringy hair.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even think about how we could incorporate other parts of her body. I was just thinking about the red splotches.
No, we can make it work.
We can make it work. Yeah, just paint her like that and be like, oh, if you go way down on the ground outside school. Perfect. Have a holly jolly Christmas with Olivia. I love it. Do you have any things you want to reflect on?
Things I want to reflect on. Well, I guess now that it's been a month without having a Capri Sun. I would like to reflect on my general well-being.
Your eyes are much less glazed over, if I can just...
Yeah, and they seem to focus a lot better.
Yeah. Overall. Like, honestly, when you used to look at me sometimes, I'd be like, she's looking at me, but she's not seeing me. And it's almost like I could tell that, like, it was almost like in those old Alehead commercials when someone's head would turn into an alehead. It was like I could tell you were looking at me, but instead of seeing me, you would just see like a Capri Sun like flapping its straw around. Yeah. Like you were so honed in on Capri Suns.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't really see much. Right. It was very blurry for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, now my vision's cleared up.
That's great.
And I'm doing things better myself. Like, I'm
sorry, what?
I'm doing things to better myself.
I'm so sorry. I thought you said you were chewing things better yourself. I was like, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, I am also taking the time to chew my food.
That's great.
That last incident last week at lunch.
That was pretty scary. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, it was like a near-death experience. Like, my entire life flashed before my eyes.
Wow.
It was, like, me at my, like... one, and then like me on like my third birthday, and then like me on like my fifth birthday, and then on, and then they were dead.
We didn't talk about this, but last week at lunch, Jessica brought in a ham and cheese sandwich and was surprised to find that the crusts were cut off, because usually her mother is too busy being passed out on the floor to cut the crusts.
Yeah. So I got really excited.
Real excited.
Really, really excited. And maybe I bit off a little bit more than I can chew.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
And she didn't even try to chew it, so there was that,
too. Yeah, because Miss Russell's, the cafeteria lady, had to jump over the cafeteria table and give me the Heimlich remover.
I didn't realize how wimble she was.
She's very wimble.
Very wimble.
Do not let that hairnet fool you, ladies and gentlemen. She was like an Olympic athlete.
She dropped that ladle, got a leg up on the counter, got up on her haunches and launched herself over the front of the lunch table, and time worked you till you were looking okay, but your eyeballs were rolling back. I mean, it was scary.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the fluorescent lights or it was the whack of brain breath. You know, when your brain have to breathe.
Oh, wait.
And you can't breathe.
Wait.
I don't know if it was that or the light in the cafeteria.
It could have also been a panic. You got really freaked out quick.
True. But Miss Russell looked like an angel.
Oh.
She looked like she had a glowing angel. It was just bright white and halos.
I bet when she was looking down on you, the whiskers on her chin were probably glistening.
Yeah, they were. Very shiny.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful.
They sound beautiful.
Yeah. She was glowing like that vampire in a Twilight movie.
Just like that. Yeah. I wasn't allowed to watch
all
those.
All her whiskers.
Sparkling.
Like diamonds.
But we were in the Wesson that day.
Yes, we were in the Wesson. Not to get too excited before we eat anything.
Right.
Because if mommy cut the crust off of my sandwich, on my ham and cheese sandwich, that does not mean that mommy put any like mayo or mustard. So that
right.
could mean that the sandwich is very dry.
Very dry.
And maybe we shouldn't take big bites of a dry sandwich.
And maybe we should chew a little bit more. Just to be safe. Even if we do think there might be some moisture, just leave it on the safe side. Take a couple extra chews. Take small bites.
Yeah, really masticate.
Right. Otherwise, you might have lunch ladies doing practically like acrobatic tricks in the middle of your lunch period.
She is my guardian angel, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gave me an extra pear slice at lunch today. I think she's looking out for me.
You know, I've never counted the pear slices they get, that we get at lunch.
You got four.
You get four. But that's not any and particular pail cut up. It's not like they cut up one
right,
pail.
And sometimes your pail size is a little uneven. So
yeah.
If you get four slices, it might not be the same volume as in different four slices.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, but I got five.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it
wasn't even like a little wee one. It was like a whole full size.
It was
size.
A regular
yeah,
size.
Yeah, like a whole full size. I could have made a whole pail.
You could have. If we had a rubber band, we could have rubber banded a pail back together.
Yeah.
Darn it. I will say, they're really stepping up their lunchroom selections.
They really are.
Back in my day, back in kindergarten, I mean, it was practically like, it was like prison food, practically.
Yeah, it was like just swap.
It was just swap. I felt like I was like, am I an extra in Charlotte's Web? Because I'm eating swap.
Wait, excuse me, can I get any yard time?
Excuse me, am I an extra in Babe? Because I feel like I'm eating swap. Am I an extra in Babe 2, Pig in the City? Because I feel like I'm eating swap.
Am I an extra in Oz and not the fun one with the wizard?
But the one about, oh, the prison show.
Yeah, the prison one.
Wait.
I watch a lot of things when my mommy falls asleep.
Yeah, I was going to say, I definitely was about to watch that.
She always falls asleep with the movie channels on. And...
But yeah, it really improved. It used to be like a lot of gruel, a lot of cold pizza, a lot of mushy carrots in a cup.
Oh yeah, that was the worst.
I hated those. You would get your cup of carrots and you'd be like, sorry, I don't mean to, like, complain, but I think these are pre-chewed carrots. Actually, that would have worked great for you, since you don't chew anything.
Yeah. Oh, I always had to complain about the peas and carrots. Be like, excuse me, ma'am, this has peas and carrots, and I just see peas.
Wait.
Just mislabeling.
It's ridiculous.
That's like... Where can I write a consumer report?
Right.
The Better Business Bureau needs to know about the lack of carrots in my peas and carrot cup.
And when you do get carrots, they're frickin' overcooked. Excuse my French.
Yeah, I do like the way they just mush on the top of like roof of my mouth.
But now that I'm thinking about that, that might have like caused you to not really learn to chew.
Oh, you're right.
If all your food was automatically dissolving in your mouth.
I was living in a bubble world.
I don't think Olivia's chewed anything in years.
Yeah, I don't know how Olivia survives.
But yeah, I really like how they up their game. Now they have pale spices. Now they have, what else do they got? The pale spices. The pizza's not cold anymore. They warm it up.
They have actual Carrots and Peas.
Wait, there's Carrots and Peas. Sometimes you could get a cookie. There's, I do want to talk about, and I don't want to open up a whole... Actually, I do want to open it up. I don't want to open up a carton of milk, but let's talk about the milk cartons.
Oh.
Do they, like, glue them shut?
I don't know, but all I know is that there is nothing that pairs better with the flavor of dairy than cardboard. I absolutely love the taste of paper milk.
Right, because the inside of the... of the carton is coated with like some kind of wax that makes it slide around.
But that first mouthpiece is all paper. And I love it.
You love it.
I love it.
See, I get so frustrated trying to open my milk carton that there are days, and this is something I kind of want to work on in the new year, just like unapologetically going out for what I want and not thinking about my limitations, just like going for it and trying hard every day. But sometimes I want a milk, but I know it's going to be such a bother to get it open that I get a juice.
Oh, see, never give up, never surrender.
I know.
And I'm going to take on your mentality of doing what I want to do.
Wait.
And I'm going to do that as well.
How is that going to manifest?
Well, the next time I eat a lollipop, I'm going to eat the whole stick.
How much of the stick are you eating now?
Pretty much just the tip.
Just
the
part that's kind of...
Yeah. That still has a little lollipop on it. But I love the taste of paper.
I will say, I don't want to get in your way and stop you from achieving your dreams. If you're going to eat lollipop sticks, that you're going to want to chew. That you're going to want to chew really well.
That's good advice. I will. Okay.
You're really going to want to chew this. In fact, maybe you could even, like, take off little bites, put them under your tongue, and wait for it to kind of soften.
Yeah, where it'll dissolve a little bit like a carrot.
Like a carrot at the old lunch.
Yeah.
An old lunch carrot.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Well, I got a Tootsie Roll Pop with my name on it.
And a Tootsie Roll Pop stick.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing. So next time I say I ate a lollipop.
The whole kit and caboodle.
I ate a lollipop.
You ate a lollipop. Yeah. You're going green. No, low impact lollipop eating.
My carbon footprint is like, I don't, like a ant footprint.
Wait.
Because I just eat everything.
It's barely a toe print at this point.
Microscopic.
Wait. Aggressions.
Aggressions. No, you got me on that one.
What's your favorite lollipop flavor?
Oh, well, definitely the watermelon.
Watermelon? That's kind of a deep cut for a lollipop.
Is it?
Yeah. There's grape. Here's the regular flavors. Grape. Cherry. Strawberry, blue raspberry.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I guess, a green apple.
Oh, I do like the green apple one, too.
That's, like, the main five. I think watermelon would be the six. But then, with a Tootsie Roll Pop, there's also chocolate. There's a chocolate Tootsie Roll Pops.
Yeah, but you can add the watermelon and the chocolate.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm just saying. Gotta factor that one in, too.
Well...
Did I say strawberry? Strawberry, too.
No, you said cherry. Blue raspberry.
Green apple. Oh, and strawberry. Yeah, those were the five. And then
strawberry?
Yeah, I think so. One of the main five. At least, okay, well, there's Tootsie Pops. There's Blow Pops. There's Dum Dums. I mean, you gotta...
What'd you call me?
That's just... You'll be with it. You probably don't like those because it sticks so little.
Yeah, no, I don't like them. The stick to lollipop ratio is way off.
Well, I feel like the ratio is pretty good. It's just less of both. Less lollipop, less stick.
You're right.
Yeah. Just so you're using the word ratio right. I enjoy grape. It does turn my whole mouth purple, but that's my favorite color, so that works for me. I have heard that if you fall asleep with a lollipop in your mouth, you'll get a cavity so bad they have to pull out your whole tooth like the next day.
I feel like you fall asleep with a lollipop in your mouth, you might not wake up.
Like you might choke on it, or it might be.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I've never fallen asleep.
Wait, what would you think the other option was?
I don't know. You just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's why I was asking.
Like, you got so many bad teeth that they had to pull all your teeth out and you died?
Or I was thinking it was like an urban legend. Like,
oh, yeah.
Don't fall asleep with a lollipop in your mouth or you'll die of something in your sleep or something like that.
That could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what we could start spreading, an urban legend, so that no one does it.
Oh, you know what? That would be a great impact on the world that
I can make if I started an urban legend.
Oh man, that's a good one. It would be another good one. How about like, don't eat soup 365 days in a row, or your brain will turn into a bowl of soup, and so you can't move your head to any sides, or else it'll spill out your ears.
Gross.
That would be a good urban legend.
You gotta believe it. It's so gross.
That would be a really good urban legend. Yeah, your brain. Yeah, yeah. Don't eat soup.
We just have to split it.
Urban legend. Here's an urban legend I heard. Don't eat soup.
In order for an urban legend, you have to like just come up with someone's name and just say, like, oh, did you hear what happened to so and so?
Did you hear what happened to a?
Did you know what happened to this person?
To Flo Olivia.
That's a little obvious.
You're right. Olivia. She has four syllables in her name. O-L-V-A. Olva. Did you hear what happened to Olva? That's kind of strange.
That is a weird name.
I
would be like, first, who is Olva?
Well, but that sounds like a weird name to be from an urgent... It doesn't sound like a name from a million years ago.
Yeah, I guess we could play it off like that.
No, you're right. It should be like a kid that went to a different school.
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened to Owen, who went to Benjamin Franklin Elementary? He ate soup for lunch every single day until his brain turned into a bowl of soup. And he didn't even know until gym class that day. When it was gymnastics week, he did a handstand, and all the soup poured out of his bowl brain and came out his ears.
Whoa.
That's a great urban legend.
Yeah.
We gotta take it to the papers.
Let's take it to the streets.
Yeah, wetter to the editor.
Yeah. Let's scare the public.
Get seven on your side or something. I guess it was Wong does, but...
Exactly. This is the mission we were searching for.
This is great. So that's going to be my urban legend. Do you want an urban legend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, you can't have my urban legend. That was my urban legend, so you're going to need one. It could be somewhere lollipop. Oh, we already talked about that. It could be about canned food. It could be about sweeping on the floor. It could be about chewing. It could be about eating the quests.
Wait, am I warning for my own urban legend?
It could be about a trundle bed.
Oh, it could be about a trundle bed. Don't sweep too many nights on a trundle bed in a row.
Or
the trundle troll will come and get you.
Oh, that's great. But what does he do to you?
He tickles you. No, he makes you tickle him. And he never tickles you.
That's a great one.
Evil.
That's a great one.
Perfect.
Yeah, don't sweep too many nights in the trundle bed or the trundle twill comes. He closes you both in the trundle bed, like in the bed that eats you. And then he makes you tickle him for eternity. Your own personal twindle hell. I love it.
We must tell everyone.
We have to tell everyone. I wish we had a printing press at Thomas Jefferson. I bet if we went to Ben Franklin Elementary, we'd have a printing press.
Yeah.
He invented it. I think. You know, he invented a lot of stuff.
Well,
besides electricity. Well, he didn't invent electricity.
He didn't really invent things. He kind of was more of an innovator.
No, he also invented things.
Well, yeah.
He invented bifocals.
True.
And, scuba, not scuba gear, the things you put on your feet. Flippers.
And whoopee cushions?
No, you don't put those on your feet.
Oh.
Do you?
No. No.
That's why your carbon footprint is so small, because you have whoopee cushions on your feet.
Yes. It's like walking on air.
He invented swimming flippers. He harnessed the power of electricity. And he's opened a lot of great elementary schools that we don't go to. We go to the other one, Thomas Jefferson, who basically didn't do anything.
Well, nothing we can talk about.
Wait. Nothing that we could get into in this podcast. That would be a separate podcast.
Yeah, it's another time.
The misadventures of Thomas Jefferson. All the people he... did back things to.
Anyways. We must go forth. Instead of spreading holiday cheer, we must spread the urban legends for all to hear.
Wait, and we're gonna... Oh, this is a final thing I think I want to mention. But we opened up an email account so that if you have... If you're a listener at home saying, wait a minute, Jessica's soaking up all the good advice. I have problems.
You're right.
I've got issues. I have questions. I have inquiries. I have inquisitions. I have...
Expositions.
Wait. I want to ask Princess Cecilia what to do about them. You can write to us via email. And we will...
Did we just get one? We didn't even give them the email address, and we just got an email.
Oh, no, that wasn't that.
Oh.
That was Cindy saying that they're leaving the monkey exhibit, and they're gonna get hot dogs and start heading home.
Oh, no, we only have a few more minutes. We can wait. All right, we'll quickly tell them the address.
Oh, well, they could just read it, I guess.
Oh, wait, well, they'll read the address, that's right.
Wait.
Because how else are you going to type it?
Wait. You should copy and paste it. It wouldn't do any good for me to say it here.
Well, I guess I'll help you undo the trundle bed.
Yeah, we're going to have to remake that. Man. And fluff up her pillow, because she sleeps on that. You're sitting on it.
Oh, whoops.
I mean, I guess it is kind of fluffed on one side. Fluff it on the other side.
All right, I'll just fluff it over.
She likes a firm pillow. That looks good.
That's okay.
All right. Well, thank you once again, Jessica, for coming over to talk about what's going on with me. Oh, and with you, like your choking incident.
Well, thank you, Princess Cecilia, for giving me the best of knowledge that hopefully one day others will share.
Wait. Thanks. Let's, And thank you, listeners, for listening. And we hope that you ask us some questions so we can answer them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember, don't sleep too much on a trundle bed.
Don't eat too much soup too many days in a row. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a Rhino Comedy production. Find us on Instagram at rhinos_r_funny, rhinocomedy.com, Rhino Comedy on Facebook, and live comedy every Friday and Saturday night at 96 Lafayette Ave in Suffern, New York.